So we're in the 9 days, and we know that one of the things that brought about the destruction of the temple, which we are mourning in the 9 days, was the fact that there was sinas chinam, there was hatred amongst Jewish people. And there was even no good reason for it. It was chinam, it was for no reason. And the way to correct it and to make up for the causes is by increasing in avas chinam, in love for no reason, beyond the usual measure, to going beyond what one can. And it's interesting that in this time we read the Parsha Devarim. And the Parsha Devarim, as the whole Chumash of Devarim, is Moshe Rabbeinu gathering all the Jewish people. As Rashi says, Vaydaber Moshe as kol advarim eila el kol Yisrael, to all the Jewish people. And the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jewish people, this was before his death, before he was passing away. And before he's passing away, he gathered all the Jewish people. And the reason he gathered them all, Rashi says, because he didn't want anybody to have an excuse later on to say, oh, if I was there, I wouldn't just accept it, I would have responded. I would have had something to say back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you all are here. Let's see, is there somebody here that knows a response? Go ahead, please, answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was gathering the Jewish people, and he was going to rebuke them, and he was going to remind them about the history, what he went through with them, and how from the very beginnings until his passing, they were constantly testing God, and they were constantly challenging, and they were constantly misbehaving. So the fascinating thing that we find, how does Moshe Rabbeinu present these cases, the bad behavior of the Jewish people? He doesn't one time specifically mention. He puts it all in by way of a hint. Rashi explains that it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking all these things. It says he was talking it, it says, on this side of the Jordan River, yes. Then it says Bamidbar, in the desert. It says Rashi, what kind of desert? They weren't in the desert anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Jewish people. They were already Ba'arvis Moyav, they were in the plains of Moyav. They were on the edge of the Jordan, on the other side against Jericho, as we learned previously in the Parsha. Why does the Pasuk tell us that it was Bamidbar? And then it goes, then it goes on and later on mentioning other places. There's a place called Bein Teufel uBein Lavan. There is no such a place, Teufel, Rashi brings down. There's no such place, Lavan. He says, we looked through the entire Chumash, we didn't find a place called Teufel, we didn't find a place called Lavan. And Rashi says, no. These are not really places. He is not talking about places over here. He's not talking about where Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the time. He was just hinting to them about all the complaints. They had a complaint in the Midbar. They complained that we don't have bread, we want to rather die in the Midbar. They complained Ba'arava. Ba'arava they tested, didn't complain. They failed over there. They worshipped Baal Pa'ir, Vaitamdu Baal Pa'ir. Bein Lavanu, Bein Paran. Ben Paran, he was talking to them about the story with the Meragli, who they sent from the Midbar Paran. Ben Teufel, Ben Lavan, that's Taflu Al Lavan. They complained about the Mon. They called the Mon Nefesh Nafshenu Kotza Belechem Akloikel. They didn't like the food. And then they go on, and all of this is, and then he talks about the Egel with the Zog, the Chatzeres. Chatzeres is a hint. Either Rashi says it's a hint for Koirach, for that machlokes, or Chatzeres is also referring to the time of Miriam. Miriam was in Chatzeres. She spoke Lashon Hara, and they weren't careful. They spoke Lashon Hara. But these all refers to the eagle. These are all the things that they sinned. And it all came because of they had too much money. He brings from the Navi. He gave them too much kesef and too much zov, so they made an egel because of too much. But how does Moshe Rabbeinu rebuke them? Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them. He's so sensitive because this is the gnus, this is the degradation. This shows on a level of failure. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to directly confront them with this. So together with Moshe Rabbeinu needing to rebuke them, to warn them that they should follow in the Torah mitzvahs, but he doesn't come out and insult them. He doesn't come out and remind them the fetish, but uses a very tame and a very hidden and a very caring way. So how much can we learn from this? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is things that took place with them. They were all went through this together. Matter of fact, a lot of these people were just grew up, all of them, because all those people from 20 to 60 perished in the desert already. These were only the people that were going in to Eretz Yisrael. These were the young people that grew up in the desert. And they all went and they all had this experience together with Moshe Rabbeinu. And still, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to say out clearly about that they sinned. He disguises it. And this is something that we need to learn in our own life. A, that we should really, in the first place, never judge anybody. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they failed. He was there. It wasn't even a question. It was even when they failed, he knew that they failed, but he didn't want to mention it. But we can't judge because we're not even sure what we think, what it appears to us as a failure, or somebody who didn't quite live up to what he needed to. Who knows? Never judge anybody. So we don't even know. But even if we're sure, and even if we know, we are not permitted to express, to bring out in our lips, to bring out. I just want to conclude with a thought. The Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, the Chazal, I bring down many times that speaking a Lishna Bisha, speaking Lashon Hara, is something that can be damaging to all three parties, to the one who speaks and to the one who listens, but also to the one who is spoken about. So we understand the one who speaks, he shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara, so it's bad for him. It hurts him speaking. He violates the prohibition against speaking Lashon Hara. The person who listens, providing the ear and listening, is the cause where the other one speaks, because if he didn't listen, the other one wouldn't speak. So he also is a participant. But the one who is spoken about, what does he do? He didn't participate. What's his fault? And the Rebbe explains that many times when a person's blemish or a person's failure, his defect, is hidden, it's not open, it's not on the surface. So God can also sometimes look away. But when you go and you bring out and you speak and you bring it to the forefront, you're so to speak forcing God to look at it in a negative way by bringing out somebody's negativity. And we can understand how much more so by bringing out somebody's positive, to look and to find something good. So then Hashem looks also on the goodness of the other person. Because you can look at every situation. And as I told you, that the Satmar, they heard in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, that he once asked the Rebbe, how could the Gemara say that all the Rishoyim are filled with mitzvahs like a rimen, like a pomegranate? They have so much mitzvahs if they're Rishoyim. How do they do so much mitzvahs? And the Rebbe said, I'm also surprised by this Gemara. If they're full with mitzvahs, how could they be called Rishoyim? He says. So it's the other way around. So it's very important to take a positive approach, especially in the 9 days, to find a merit, to find an excuse, to be able to have true Avos Yisrael and Avos Chinam, and certainly not to indulge and not to involve in things that bring separation, divisiveness, and hard feelings and bad feelings, to be able to together accomplish the building of the third base of Mikdash, the Meir of Yemeinu. Amen.